We wanted to talk more about the violence related to the operations of the drug cartels in Mexico, especially about the way that the cartels are mixing their violent practices with religious practice. In particular, the notorious La Familia Michoacana has become known for using religion or religiously inspired practices both to attract new members and to keep its soldiers motivated. And I want to caution once again that some of the details may be hard to hear. With us to tell us more about all this is George Grayson. He studied the cartel and authored the book Mexico, Narco Violence and a Failed State. The title ends in a question mark. He's a professor of government at the College of William and Mary, and he joins us now on the phone from Mexico City, where he's conducting his research. Welcome, Professor Grayson. Thanks for joining us.
Wonderful to be with you.
Now, how did this connection with the La Familia's sense of itself as a religious organization or its religious connections start? Do you have any idea?
The head of the organization, called Nazario, picked up on it as a means to recruit followers. And therefore, he decided that Bible pounding would be a means to appeal, especially to marginalized young people in the state of Michoacan. And there are a lot of, especially young men in their late teens and early 20s, who have moved to the state to try to get work, are jobless, have left their families perhaps hundreds of thousands of miles away, are unmarried, have resorted to alcohol, drugs, prostitution, and they're looking for a family to envelop them. And so Nazario comes along with the idea that we will have La Familia Michoacana, and if you can straighten out your life, then we will offer you a helping hand.
Is it your idea that it started as, in essence, a cult and then got into drug dealing, or is it narco-trafficking, or is that they were always narco-traffickers and that they use religion as part of their bond?
They were always in criminal activities, and they're using religion as a propaganda device.
How do we know this?
I know it from talking to lots of people who live in Michoacan and who have had direct or indirect contacts with the leaders of this cartel. And more or less, the brutality of their acts suggests anything but they're called by the Lord to do his work. For instance, they just captured a lieutenant who went by the sobriquet of Tyson. And Tyson described a ritual by which they train their hitmen. And they take groups of 40 into remote areas, and there are 15 victims. And they go to an area called Jesus' Mountain. And these recruits are then instructed to shoot or to strangle the victims. They then dismember them and cook their flesh. And in the process, of course, blood gets on these would-be members of La Familia, and it's kind of their baptism of fire and indicates that they can stand anything and they will commit any act of brutality, and they mix it with saying, you're doing the Lord's work.
How is this level of sadistic behavior sustained? I mean, at some point, don't people rebel against it, or is it in essence of people just ruled by fear?
It's fear and intimidation. The cartel, La Familia Michoacana, doesn't want to overthrow a state government, much less the national government. What they want to do is to instill fear in politicians and in the population.
You've reported that the La Familia's current leader, Nazario Moreno Gonzalez, has even published a book about his teachings, if you want to call it that. Will you tell us a little bit more about it?
Well, it's more of an oversized pamphlet, and it has the slogans, much like the U.S. Army, be all you can be. And its main focus is to overcome what he calls the feminization of religion, of Christianity, that in fact real men can become Christians. But you have to look to your inner self and extract those powers that will give you the means to advance the Lord's work. And And in the process, you're going to protect women, you're going to protect children, and you're going to protect old people. But it's just a collection of sayings, few of which are logical.
Is there any counter effort being made against this, for example, by the Catholic Church in Mexico, by other religious leaders in Mexico, to denounce this as false religion in the same way that, for example, people are constantly calling upon Muslims to counteract extremist elements within their faith? Is that going on?
The Roman Catholic Church is quite active in Michoacan, and it has denounced the activities of the cartel. And there's been a young priest who's gone there recently and has attempted to appeal to younger members of society by saying that you can do positive things with your life and you can still earn a living and you will be more in tune with the teachings of Christianity. And he rides a motorbike and he plays football with them and he organizes dances. But this is really a small antidote to what has become a cancer.
George Grayson is the author of Mexico, Narco-Violence and a Failed State. He's a professor of government at the College of William and Mary, and we reached him in Mexico City where he's doing further research. Professor Grayson, thanks so much for joining us.
The pleasure's been mine. Thank you.